the house will be in order. The prayer to be, just, if I could talk, the prayer today will be offered by Representative Bacon of Story. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Isaac Chabin, our page from Granger.
Good morning. Will you bow your heads in prayer with me, please? Our Father in heaven, this morning we come to you. We come to you with hearts full of gratitude, hearts with thanksgiving. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to serve and to serve not only you, but the people here in Iowa as well. Father, we'd ask that you would give us your guidance, your wisdom. We pray for our governor. We pray for our president, those in leadership over us. And Father, I just again ask for your wisdom today and throughout this session. For it's in your name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House Joint Resolution 2004 by Jacobson, a joint resolution proposing amendment to the Constitution of the United States regarding the term limits for elected officials and terms of office for judges.
First reading of the bills and RA for committee amendment, refer to the Committee on State Government.
House Joint Resolution 2005 by Committee on State Government, a joint resolution proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Iowa relating to the gubernatorial line of succession.
First reading of the bills and RA for committee amendment, refer to the Committee on State, placed on the calendar.
House File 2318 by Jacobson, a bill for an act relating to certain political contributions and expenditures and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bills and RA for committee amendment, refer to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2319 by Jacobson, a bill for an act relating to the elimination of the Legislative Services Agency and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bills not ready for committee amendment, refer to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2320 by Jennery, a bill for an act relating to certain actions of utility companies and the Iowa Utility Board and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bills not ready for committee amendment, refer to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2321 by Thorup, a bill for an act relating to the placement of books and other materials in city libraries.
First reading of the bills not ready for committee amendment, refer to the Committee on Local Government.
House File 2322 by Ingalls, a bill for an act providing for agricultural commodities produced in the state, including the preparation or processing of agricultural commodities into local foods and providing for membership of the Local Food and Farm Program Council and the Local Food and Farm Program.
First reading of the bills not ready for committee amendment or amendment, refer to the Committee on Agriculture.
House File 2323 by Committee on Public Safety, a bill for an act creating an opioid antagonist medication fund for the first responders.
First reading of the bills not ready for committee amendment and refer to the Committee on Information Technology.
House File 2324 by Sorensen, a bill for an act relating to establishing the Satellite Internet Grant Program.
First reading of the bills not ready for committee amendment, refer to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2325 by Stone and others, a bill for an act requiring landover approval for pipeline companies submitting a request for the right to exercise eminent domain and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bills not ready for commitment or amendment and refer to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2326 by Committee on Public Safety, a bill for an act relating to traffic violations involving the approach of a certain stationary vehicle, including and providing for reporting a violation, requiring investigation, and providing for enforcement against vehicle owners.
First reading of the bills not ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2327 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act concerning persons appointed to the convention called by the United States Congress to propose amendments to the United States Constitution providing for penalties and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bills not ready for commitment amendment placed on the calendar.
House File 2328 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to the confidential records and juror questionnaires.
First reading of the bills not ready for commitment amendment placed on the calendar.
House File 2329 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act authorizing savings promotions drawings under specified conditions and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bills not ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2330 by Committee on Commerce, a bill for an act relating to the electronic delivery of certain insurance notices and documents.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment and placed on counter.
House File 2331 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act establishing daylight savings time as the official time of the state throughout the year.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on counter. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Crawford, Representative Holt, for the Black History Month presentation.
Speaker, good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. So folks, I was asked literally about 18 minutes ago, as I was in the elevator, to fill in for someone for Black History Month. It's hard to say no to my friend, Akeo Abdul-Samad. So I said, okay, I have 15 minutes to prepare. So at first I was very perplexed about what I was going to talk about, and then it became very clear that I had the opportunity to get even with Akeo for putting me on the spot. So today, although I do not think of him in terms of race, I would like to highlight today my good friend, Akeo Abdul-Samad. Denison High School, where my wife teaches, has a very diverse student population. Students from Africa, Mexico, and many other places go to Denison High School. The diversity is incredible. At the beginning of this year, back in January, the high school was going to have an assembly to promote what are called monarch values, because the mascot for Denison is monarch. These values were about unity and working together, all the important positive things that you absolutely need in any school, but particularly in one that has such a diverse population. So they were in search of a speaker. My wife was in charge of it because she's in charge of Student Senate, so or she's a Student Senate advisor. So she was coming home talking about, you know, we're trying to find a good speaker. Who can we find? And I said, how about Akeo Abdul-Samad? And she immediately got really excited and said, you know, that sounds great. So she goes and presents it to the district to extend the invitation to him. There were some administrators that were concerned that because it was an elected representative, it would get political. And I said, oh my gosh, I said, I absolutely 100% know that Akeo would not do that, and he would give a positive, uplifting message. So Crystal kept on him, convinced him, and we invited Akeo. And he graciously accepted the invitation in January in bad weather, cold weather, to drive 2 hours to Denison and be the speaker. Long story short, he gave wonderful remarks. He motivated the entire student population. Crystal said she had never seen such excitement. They were hugging him. There was crying. There was all kinds of stuff like that going on. It was a resounding success. And one of the best responses Crystal had ever seen to a speaker. So I so deeply appreciate Akeo being willing to come and speak to Denison in Denison, again, a two-hour drive in winter weather. I cannot begin to say how much I value my friendship and my relationship with Akeo. We do not agree on many things politically. Our faiths are different. But each time I see Akeo, I feel a warmth and sincerity and, frankly, a trust that I deeply value. I absolutely believe that in the decades to come, if there is still a need for a Black History Month, and maybe we should pray that there isn't, but if there is a need, or even if there isn't, I believe Akeo will be remembered as a peacemaker and a leader for positive change. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Winnesheek, Representative Bergen. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Mr. Speaker, I'd wish to make an announcement.
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, today the county supervisors from across the state are meeting in a statewide meeting. The members of our House are invited to lunch with your county supervisors between the hours of 11:30 and 12:30 p.m. There is a shuttle that will be departing from the Capitol that will begin at 10:30 and run in continuous loops until 1:30 p.m. So just extend that cordial invitation to the House members. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Confirst.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Democrats will caucus at 12:30 in room 305.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Republicans will caucus at 12:30 as well in the Supreme Court chamber. Again, Republicans will caucus at 12:30 in the Supreme Court chamber. And if there's no further business to come before the House at this time, I move the House recess until 1 p.m.
Is there any other business to come before the body? Seeing no further business, you've all heard the motion from the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is in recess.